stingy.
Well, you are a stingy guy.
Yeah, very stingy.
Well, you're fiscally conservative. Would you call yourself that?
I just don't like wasting money.
Yeah, I'm a bit.
I'm very much alike. Should we put the heat pump on or just put on another jacket? You put on another jacket.
Really? So you're even conscious of like it's cold at night. Well, should we waste power?
Well, really? Put on another jacket.
I guess you could put on another jacket. Well, no, I am the opposite, which has always irritated every significant other I've ever had. I am.
It's quite nice when I come to your place and my father's place is toasty and warm. I'll take off my jacket.
Yeah, I know, exactly. That's the first step one. It's all part of the strategy.
It's all part of his plan.
No, I'm more loosey goosey with my spending
and other things.
And then I'm like, whoa, credit card? What is this? Yeah. What else am I loosey goosey with? Are you insinuating I have a loosey goosey bum hole?
I was going to talk about Chinese snacks.
Oh, Chinese snacks. Yeah, that. Speaking of things that loosen my bum hole.
You stuck all kinds of stuff in your mouth.
No, nothing in my bum hole.
You were the first guest on 2 Cents on Tour.
Yes, I made it. Look, what a significant achievement for my life.
Exactly.
It really,
right.
really is.
You tried some jelly, which you didn't enjoy.
You out of all the things, the jelly was unpleasant.
When you think jelly, you're thinking like a red one, maybe
like quite fruity. It was like
fruity.
A,
yeah, you're thinking fruity.
But this it was like black. It was black. It was like a vinegar jelly. It was nasty. I guess you can gelatine anything, really, can't you?
If you want to see me and Tony eating some snacks.
There it is. I've put the card in, I'm sure. It's right in the front. This is good. You did me a favor.
There you go.
But we'll talk about, go watch that video. It's very good.
Is this for your channel, is it?
This is on
so
my
you
channel.
You get the semifinal. Oh, you get the quarterfinals. I get the semi, then you get the final. That works.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
You always like to give me a semi. So I appreciate
semi
that.
Semi round, round, round.
Speaking of, let's not get into it right now. I don't even want to talk about it. It was so piss poor this weekend, the rugby that you are here to listen to about. Speaking of, what other things in your life do you feel are somewhat ashamed, or maybe you're not ashamed, maybe someone might be ashamed of how stingy you are? Like, are you a sort of type of guy that like cuts open tubes of toothpaste to squeeze every little bit out?
No, I don't quite go that far.
But what's the most extreme example of
I mean, I do
cost
like,
savings?
I bury my food scrap. Like we can throw. There's a specific bin we have here in Auckland for food scraps.
Yes,
like so you the council will take them and make compost.
Organic
out of
waste.
Them. I bury them in my garden.
Right.
That's my nutrients. I'm not giving that to the council. They already take my rates money. That's my nutrients. It's going into what little soil I have.
But that's okay. But is it an actual compost bin?
No, I just straight bury the scraps into the garden. I used to use the Bokashi composting system, but now I just straight bury in the garden.
Is that a Bokashi system where a bunch of guys all throw their...
We've had this conversation before, the last time we talked about composting.
They all throw
It is Japanese.
They all throw their rubbish into the same time.
That's on your channel. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
It is Japanese.
Yeah. So it's Bokashi, not Bukaki.
Bokashi, I think.
They're very similar.
Well, they both start with a B.
And they both
have a K in them, and they're both Japanese.
Bukaki, Bukashi.
Does that rhyme?
Bukaki, Bukash. But it's just the car and the cash. That's the only difference. Everything else is...
One's a she and one's a key.
Well, they're still pretty close.
Okay.
Like my sesame. Slime it up with some Bukashi. I had some sticking around from the boys after the Bukaki.
When are we going to talk about the rugby?
Yeah, that's good. Fantastic.
Not yet.
No, you're in for the long haul.
Sorry,
okay.
Folks. Tony would have already flashed up on the screen the rugby chat starts.
Not
and if you're
my
watching,
penis. Not my, I wouldn't have flashed
on YouTube,
my penis.
Otherwise, if you're consuming this on a podcasting platform.
Just hold on.
The speed up function is there.
Yeah, you got that little 15-second little jobby that you can use.
Yep.
Which, you know, I find that irritating when I listen to podcasts where I'm like, oh, I like that guest. And then you go on and then it's them talking shit to each other for a while before the guest actually comes. And you're like,
this is not why I'm here.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, but we do that with rugby.
We are leaving the rugby hanging out the back. Just
hey. Oh, sorry. I'm interrupting you.
Just waiting. That was the end of the point.
Okay. I was wearing a last time we did one of these podcasts, I was wearing a Star Wars t-shirt.
Okay. Oh, Get another Star Wars t-shirt
on. Yeah, another Star Wars. It could be a thing. It's a little
dark. How do you feel about the current state of Star Wars?
I watched The Acolyte the other night.
Okay.
Which is the new series.
Yeah.
It was okay. I was kind of doing other things while watching it.
You had it on in the background.
Yeah, well, I had my headphones on and I was sort of like, it's bad because these... You got a YouTube tab open, you got Twitter open, you've got your thing, you think, oh, I'll actually watch this.
Yeah.
But it's not that, and then you're just, I scroll between lots of different things. But it's different if I sat down, I'm never going to sit down on the couch and watch The Acolyte with my partner. The only time I really focus on shows is when I watch it, oh, my fiance.
Right.
You know, like we're watching it, this is our show. We're watching our show. Not like the old days where it was just like.
This is what's on TV.
Yeah, exactly. The news.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 100%. What else do I think about the current status? It's they haven't had a good. The Rogue One movie was okay. I didn't Rogue mind.
One. That's the one where they stole the plans, the thing.
Yeah, that's the one.
Everyone loves it. I thought it was boring.
Really, I quite enjoyed it. I didn't mind. What is the one called? The newest. The start of the newest trilogy.
The fact that you can't remember the names is a bad.
It's something.
It's a bad sign.
It's something. It's about it. It's not a hope. It's not a. Anyway, that one. But then it went to absolute poos after. Once they cut to the shot of Luke Skywalker holding his lightsaber and he chucked it over his shoulder, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm out. This is bullshit. You know, it was. Yeah. Then the third one of that, which I watched, was still pretty poor. Pretty poor. But I like The Mandalorian. Enjoyed The Mandalorian. It's quite good.
You've watched a fair bit of TV.
Oh, yeah.
While doing other stuff.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, Mandalorian's been around for years.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't watch that much TV anymore.
What's your go-to watch at the moment?
Rugby.
Right, you can't watch anything, can you? I don't have anything. I watched the episode of The Acolyte the other night. I don't have any other shows on the go.
Me and my wife sat down to watch Happy Gilmore the other day.
What a movie.
That's a great movie. But did she enjoy it? When I'm looking at movies to watch, I'm always just like, I look at all the new ones and I go like, nah.
Yeah, it's
hard. And then I look at the old ones and I go, oh, that one's great. Have you seen that one? And she's like, no. I'm like, okay, let's watch it. So I don't really consume anything new. I'm just the ultimate. I'm already like a 70-year-old man who's just like, these young people with their new shows are bullshit.
You're a laggard. Basically, you're the
type. Although I do listen to new music. Like, I always have it on, like, pop stations, and they just play all the new crap, so...
Yeah. I don't listen to a lot of pop new music. I don't listen to the radio.
Ooh.
So... But I... Yeah.
Radio. Anyway. Another dying art form.
Radio.
People would rather listen to podcasts in the car.
Yeah, and if you listen to this podcast, you're like, radio. I thought this was about rugby. God damn it, you bastards.
If you're like, fumbling around, like, if you don't have a console to control the podcast. Like if you're fumbling around to your phone to try and skip ahead,
don't get into a crash.
Please focus on the road.
Hands at 10 and 2, please.
And maybe at a red light.
Yeah. Okay. Perhaps. And then you might get a honk from behind.
Make sure you're still paying attention.
You're like, I can't, I got to get through this. This guy just won't shut up about his bum hole.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Bum hole chat done. Rugby chat starts now.
Where do you want to start? Rugby quarterfinals.
Yes.
URC quarterfinals. Premiership rugby final. You got a bunch of knockout rugby.
I'll tell you what I'm familiar with.
Okay.
Super rugby finals, watch them.
All of them.
All of them.
Wow.
Super rugby quarterfinals.
There you go.
Premiership final, I watched highlights. I really wanted to watch it, but I couldn't find it.
Right. And they did not put it on the main sports channel.
And
they put it on like five because I scrolled back and I was like, wait. And then,
And I know Leinster played Ulster, and I don't know what else happened in the URC. So you can inform me of what happened.
Let's just go with the premiership because that was a final.
Yeah, it was a final.
And it was a proper final.
She was a red card.
25-21. That's a proper final.
A proper final. And sadly, another final that gets marred by the card of redness.
Anytime I talk about like 20-minute red cards,
people
just say, you New Zealanders need to learn how to tackle. Yeah, it's always you guys getting the red cards. Well, thank goodness this time.
Ruins the spectacle.
It wasn't a Kiwi doing it.
It's not cool.
But did it ruin the spectacle? It's still a pretty cracking game. Yeah,
it's still a pretty good game. But I don't like... I'm pissed off about red cards because last week, where was I?
Yeah, you were over watching some rugby league. Australia,
watch the State of Origin. We can talk about that maybe a little bit later.
Oh, right.
But there was...
State of Origin.
There you go. There's the note.
State of Origin. Jesus Christ.
Can't spell. Okay. No. I would like it to be a 20-minute red card. But the fact that, because I was watching the highlights and I knew that I already won, knew that Northampton won. I was like, right. Oh, they must run away from it with it here. And
yep.
Boy, oh boy, did they stick in it.
Bath were actually in the lead. They took the lead, I think it was 21-18 with like 10 to play. Like they'd been behind the majority of the game. They managed to bring it back even. There were some good tries in this game.
Yeah.
A couple of kind of... A couple of arsey ones, to be honest. Like, slight home down the wing. He, like, puts a kick through in for his mates.
Oh, yeah.
And it just goes... just, like, stands left for him.
He put a lovely fade on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas Bath, they had a couple of kicks like that where Finn Russell would put a cross kick through for the winger and it would just be like, no, and it would just go straight out.
Yeah, right. Like,
one of those 50-50...
How did Finn play?
...bounces of the ball just didn't go for him. Well, he played all right. He missed a couple of kicks, but, like...
I saw he basically shanked one.
Yeah, one of them was god awful. Both players' first kicks at goal were just awful. But like he set up the try for Muir in the second half. Like for a penalty anyway. He had a kind of wee shimmy and got it to Thokkina Singer.
Well, what happened in the scrum once the red card happened? Because I know they got a penalty from the scrum early on.
Yeah, they brought on the replacement prop. I forget his name, and they took off one of their loosies. So they were kind of playing a loose forward down the entire game. So.
It's
maybe no wonder they lose it in the final 10 when you've not had someone.
Similar, we played a loose forward down the entire game.
It gave me really similar vibes of the World Cup final.
Like
in that the red card was a tackle which is just a bit high. Like if you take that same tackle and just bring it down just a wee bit, then it's fine.
Yeah.
The tackle technique is fine, but it's just high.
Just a touch high. It didn't look like, it wasn't like, yeah, direct.
It wasn't like a murderous one, but it didn't hit
him crunch in the side of the head or knock him out. It tickled his chin and got his throat.
Just a bit too high.
Yeah,
just needed to be a touch.
If you were down 100 mil, you probably get there.
Probably, but so he gets red carded. Doesn't get to come back on Bath. I mean, they fought for it. It finally had a drop goal in it. Finn Smith kicked the drop goal.
And it looks...
I love a good drop goal in a final.
A good finals, sort of like...
Really? Yeah, down to the last 10 minutes.
High quality rugby for a lot of it.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, there were, like I said, there's a few kind of poor kicks at goal.
Yeah.
And a couple of times it got a little bit scrappy, but...
Fitting send-off for Courtney Laws.
Big time.
Does Courtney Laws make his way down to Aotearoa, New Zealand?
He's going to France, I think.
So he's not going to play in the tour?
Oh, you mean for the English?
Yeah.
I don't actually know if he's retired from international rugby or not. Someone will tell us.
Yeah. Tell us in the comments below. Could be you. No. The other guy. That guy.
The one who knows English rugby.
That guy.
I didn't watch much Premiership this season, I must say. Mm. I didn't even watch that game live because it was on like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, right.
2 in the morning sucks.
So, well, a lot of good things happen at 2 in the morning too. A lot of bad things happen at 2 in the morning too.
A lot of mistakes.
Yes, I know. I know. And you know, one thing I have to say, some STDs just don't go away, you know.
Why won't they please think of the New Zealanders when they schedule these matches over in Europe and South Africa?
Yeah.
I must say, when I turned it on, I was like, that is fucking glorious. That afternoon rugby, that picture.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I watched it so delayed, but I was just like, that is a picture. That's a spectacle. Like, that's so much better than a game
so
played at night.
So nice. One of my favorite test matches I've been to in the last few years was in 2020 when the rest of the world was closed down and we were open and we played an afternoon test at Eden Park.
Yeah, against the Wallabies, right?
Caleb Clark killed it in that game.
That was the game where he really announced himself.
Yeah, before he said, I'm just going to duck away.
I'm going to play sevens for a bit.
I'm going to go duck away for a bit. But that was afternoon. And I was just sitting there. I was like, oh, I felt so lucky. Just the fact the rest of the world was just gone.
Yep.
And like we were able to gather like 40,000 of us.
Yeah.
And
I had a very similar
feeling.
In the summer,
I was like, oh, this is amazing.
The first game of Super Rugby during COVID was also played in the afternoon. I think it was Blues Hurricanes. Eden Park, it was sold out, like Super Rugby sold out. And I was just like sitting there, I was talking to the lady next to me.
Because we had zero cases in New Zealand.
Yeah, we literally had no cases. We eradicated. And like, it was like the only sport on, or one of the few sports
that,
on in the world.
Then we were like terrified of people coming in. The borders were closed for
borders
a.
Borders were closed, yeah.
People couldn't, they were getting lotteries to see if they'll come in because they had to go through isolation.
Yeah, God.
What a time.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah, what a ball ache. Yeah, well, it happened.
Did
any
what's that noise?
I think that's my fridge.
Okay. Oh, wow.
If you just kick it, it'll probably stop.
All right.
You want me to go kick it?
No, it's up to
it's,
you.
But it's not bothering me. It's obviously bothering you.
Sound check is good.
Yes, well done. Sound check one.
We've had issues.
We've had issues.
But that was the premiership. They finished a little bit earlier than everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, so Steve Borthwick's got a bit of time to get a squad ready to come down to NZ.
Worthy champions?
Yeah, I don't think they've been cracking all season from what limited amount I've been watching it. They've been playing fantastic rugby.
So. Well done, Northampton.
Sorry, Bath.
Do they have a 2CGD in their future?
Maybe.
I'm a bit of a Bath fan, so I'm a little disappointed.
The first time in, I forget how many seasons, they said 7, 8, 9. Every year for the last however many years, and it's all close to a decade, has always had either Saracens or Exeter Chiefs in the final. Right.
Exeter Chiefs?
Yeah. Exeter. The other Chiefs. The Costco brand. They won the Champions Cup at one point.
They changed their logo, the Exeter Chiefs, didn't they? Because it was a bit racist.
The other one was a bit American Indian-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Native American.
Sorry, Native American. I can't say American Indian anymore. That's very racist.
You're a terrible person. We're getting cancelled. Below if you want us to get cancelled.
Go home and have some Eskimo pies. Wait, no, they changed the names of those too. Do you remember those?
Yeah. It was just basically an ice cream bar wrapped in chocolate.
Yeah, and it was called Eskimo pies until some Canadian came down to New Zealand and was like, what the? Yeah. You can't use that word.
We're like, oh, but they're really yum.
We don't have those in our country, so we don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Rugby.
Super Rugby. It's maybe the worst round of quarterfinals you could ever imagine.
Is that round a pretty damning state of the 8-team qualifiers?
I would categorically say yes, but I will also say the one game that should have been good was also crap.
Yeah.
The Chiefs Reds was just...
Even if you'd made the knockout, like, fewer teams, that game was still a blowout.
Like, we are guilty of it, though. Like, when it's your own team, you're like, I just want them to win. I want them to win well. I want to have a stress-free knockout game. If they have 3 tries
up, I don't care.
Yeah, this is good. So that's how we were watching the Blues.
Yeah, and we were very blasé. There would have been every other
neutral been like, come on, Fiji, make a game. Make a game of this.
And we were just like, no, this is fine.
This is great. But that's how we felt about it, the other 3 games. Like, God, just... Get into it. Come on. Get me going. I don't mind the results. I don't mind who won the games. Yeah. But I just wanna feel alive, man.
I know.
Just wanna feel connected to something. And tight games and rugby help me do that.
It's a relatively new jacket, this one. It's current season blues.
Current season blues, does it? Yeah, it's classic. Classic. Screw you, Adidas.
Chiefs won 43-21.
Yeah.
And it was like 31-0 at halftime.
So for those of you who don't know, which you probably do know if you're watching this, 1 plays 8, 2 plays 7, 3 plays 5. 3 plays 6. Sorry.
1 plays 8.
4 plays 7. 4 plays 5. 4 plays 5.
4 plays 5. 3 plays 6.
3 plays 6. Yeah, okay.
This was 4-5.
So 4-5 is meant to be the one with these teams.
The
one that's
the closest, and the Reds are the only team of these other matchups that beat the other one in the regular season.
Yeah, and they ran the bloody... they beat the Hurricanes, and they had a cracking game against the Blues as well, and the Blues had to win last minute.
Didn't they lose to the Hurricanes, like, Golden Point?
I thought they beat... Oh, is that... Who did the Canes lose? I thought the Canes have lost twice.
They lost the Brumbies.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure,
100%.
Sure.
Beat the balls.
Get your phone out.
Well, what are we betting here?
Just bragging rights. There we go. While you're doing that, I'll talk to the audience about the conflict in Cambodia after the Vietnam War.
Brumbies 27, Hurricanes 19, April 27.
Damn it. I feel foolish. Okay, but do they run them close at least?
27-19.
No, I mean the Chiefs. No, the Reds. Did they run the Canes close?
Yeah, Golden Point.
Oh yeah, okay. So they ran the two top teams close.
Yeah,
and also bet the Crusaders like everybody else did. They must have. Everyone bet the Crusaders.
Yeah.
And it also bet in the Chiefs. So did really good showings against New Zealand teams, but just
and in previous knockout like years, like different coach with Brad Thorne, but the Reds have kind of been a little bit of a, not, I don't want to say bogey team, but at least not a pushover for the Chiefs. Like last year, I think it was, Chiefs were one, Reds snuck into the playoffs, but it's going to be eighth, and it was the closest to the quarterfinals, I think, or second closest. It was only like 9 points.
Like it's are we being, we're obviously just looking at this from the spectacle point of view and the quality of the competition. What about how good the Chiefs were?
Oh, like, the Chiefs were amazing.
So are the Chiefs now, scary good. Are they now like, oh, watch out, basically? Oh, for sure. Like, who are you?
They've been lackluster the previous few weeks. They scraped past the Rebels. They lost to us. Didn't they lose to the Canes? Like,
do you think they were just up for it? Last game at home sort of thing? Yeah, it's finals rugby. It's finally clicked. Came together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
D-Mac looked about as good as he's looked.
Sean Stevenson. Oh, my God. The offload. For goodness sake. It was almost unfair. When he went off, they seemed to go down a gear.
Yeah. Is he injured? Or what's his deal?
I know they took him off after like 50-something minutes, but I haven't read if he's got a long-term injury. I know Paddy Tuipulotu is injured for the Blues.
Really sad. But yeah, they looked really, really good. I think that the halfback looks really sharp. Their forward, like Luke Donaldson, he's a giant.
Luke Jacobson.
When you're close to him, he doesn't mind. He goes with Donald. He's just like, don't let anyone else.
Maybe that's on his mum's side.
Yeah. He's a real sort of spiritual leader of that team too. And the fact they said that they had old Sammy Caney boy give them a bit of a rev up beforehand, came in and spoke to the team about the importance of being a Chief, and they said that really pulled on the heartstrings and all that sort of stuff, and they were really highly motivated. They did a haka for him afterwards.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that.
Well, they did. He was standing there holding his young son, and they were doing the Chiefs haka. And it was quite a scene.
I tend to not watch a lot of the pre or post match. I just watch the game.
It was on Twitter.
Oh, that'll be what
it was. It was the coverage, and then it was, I didn't watch it in the coverage, but yeah.
Okay.
We could watch it together now. That'd be fun, having them watch us watching that haka.
We could become a reaction channel.
Yeah, exactly. There's not much to react to in here at the moment, is there?
Well, there's your fridge.
The fridge, that'd make a noise. It's kind of kicked up a couple of gears. Anything else? If you can hear that, I apologize. Yeah, but, you know, Chiefs, one to watch out for. Definitely scary. Nardawa, Shooter Stevenson, D-Mac, you know, what's the name of the halfback?
Is it Ratsuma?
Yeah, Ratsuma. Oh, no, it's not.
Cortez Ratsuma, right?
Cortez Ratsuma. I was going to go with the Negan's one, which...
He's a holder.
Yeah, that was going to be tough. But yeah, good luck to them. Well done. And I'm kind of... The way these semifinals have played out, I'm not upset that we haven't got them next week, to be honest.
Likewise.
I'm not gutted about it at all. I'm actually tinsy bit happy.
Hurricanes played the Rebels. First half was all right.
Yeah, the Rebels were really playing like it was a big game for them and their franchise. And it was. It was their last game ever. Not only was it their last game ever, it was their first ever finals game. This is the most successful Rebels team of all time. And they played with heart and emotion.
In previous years of Super Rugby, when it was harder to qualify for the playoffs, they had a similar record. So they've kind of got through with a similar record as previous years, just the bars are a little bit lower.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, most successful team.
Like, well, they were traveling really nicely at the beginning of the season. They were fourth.
They tend to do that. I remember year back when I first started the channel, I had the Rebels at the top of my power rankings, and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the Rebels year. And boy, did they just fall like a stone.
Bombed right out of it.
Then they came to New Zealand, and then...
Yeah, so they got some...
Then probably had to fly to South Africa. I don't think they won any games of those.
Yeah, those times. Good luck. Well, it's unfortunate, like, I think you and I at the beginning of the season when they
had the financial woes kind of come out to the news
and they proposed the idea that they wouldn't be around, we were like, would that be a bad thing? Maybe not. But then you think about, okay, well, that's 30 less contracts for eager rugby professionals. It's all these jobs for, you know, passionate rugby people,
coaches, all the connected stuff which goes along with
office staff, sort of stuff, and that's really gutting, you know. So it's people's livelihoods, and it's, you know, representing a state that has a lot of passionate sports fans, but it's
an insane sports state.
Oh, it really is, man. They're
AFL teams,
a ton, and they're super passionate about sport.
They've got an NRL team. They've got a couple of football teams. They've got a basketball team, I think, or two. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they've got a lot of sports massive to choose from.
They have the F1 there. They have the Aussie Open there. It's a big sports town, but very, very unfortunate that they weren't able to have a successful rugby union team there. But they were saying, well, you know, we'll be back and stuff like that. So
we'll see.
The Force came back.
The Force did come back. They had a billionaire behind them.
Well, maybe that's what happens with that.
Did you win the $50 million at the weekend?
You didn't buy a ticket.
You probably didn't win there.
Did you buy it? Did you win?
Oh, yeah, I bought a ticket.
But did you win?
I called it. What did I call it when I came around?
I called
it a kind of tax, didn't I?
Poor people tax.
There you go. That's what it is.
Did you buy it? You didn't win, though?
No.
Would you be here if you won?
Probably.
Yeah. You'd just be very blunt.
You'd be like, you're driving a different car, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Turned up in a Lambo.
Probably not a Lambo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still stingy as shit, though.
still very stingy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But 47-20, Hurricanes looked amazing in the second half.
Yeah.
Running off the park. They're going to be hard to beat at home.
They are going to be hard to beat. And, you know, that would have been a challenging game to play because you're like, these guys are going to be desperate. They did play like a
For as long as that kind of extra bit of oomph could get them.
Yeah, they eked it all out. And they were in it. It was a real tussle in that first half, you know. Yeah.
And then the second half, it wasn't.
So there was 14.
I don't think the Rebels scored any points in the second half, did they?
14 points to 6. No, yeah, they did.
Oh, they did. That was one of the other games where they didn't score in a half.
They were 14 points to 6 at the end of the first half.
You know, and then Lockie Anderson got a couple of tries.
They were nice looking.
They were. They were like bang, bang. It was cool. It was back to back.
Yeah, you looked for half a second.
Well, maybe.
No. That's not. But yeah, good luck to those players. And, you know, and I think it's going to have an impact on.
Short term, all we can do is hope that it bolsters the remaining teams. And like we've seen it happen, I think I might have mentioned it once before, but in the Premiership they lost 3 teams. And the Premiership teams, I think, overall did a bit better in Europe against the French and the URC teams because just more depth.
So they're just. So basically, the other franchises are going to offload their fat and pick over the bones of
these teams. Some guys will go abroad. The top guys will get big contracts.
So Carter Gordon, he'll go.
Carter Gordon might go to the NRL. He might pick up a job at the Waratahs. The Waratahs Callaway. Should be splashing the cash.
Callaway,
you would think, like Japan, maybe, if he.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, you know, if he can get a deal with one of the other teams. But he'll be in demand. It's whether he wants to go to World Cup or whether he wants to. Earn some cash.
Yeah. Well, good luck to them. Good luck to all of them. Good luck to you too, Mark.
Blues drew a 36-5. They were scoreless in the first half. We blitzed them in the first half. Second half, they were a lot better.
It's so hard to get up, like, excited about talking about these games. Yeah. Like, one team won convincingly and never looked like losing. Is what you could say for each of these games.
I would say,
although
the Chiefs were amazing in the first half, the second half was all right.
But that game,
the Rebels
gone.
Were okay in the first half. The second half was pretty bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the draw were pretty bad in the first half, but the second half was a
lot
better.
Got a lovely try in that second half.
Yeah. Like, they still lost the second half, but they had a lot more balls. They just didn't have anything in the first half.
Couldn't get anything really rolling their way, could they?
No. First half was.
They needed to get off to a hot start.
And they didn't.
They didn't get off to a hot start. And
they had one like early chance that like a ball just went out or something and they couldn't quite handle it. I think they had one early chance.
I can't really remember. I was watching with some twat who was like talking to his computer the whole time like a weirdo.
It happens.
Hold on. By the way, he live streamed it at my house. Not the game. Us watching the game. Yeah. Like a reaction channel.
Like a reaction channel. We had a bunch of people join in.
Yeah. If you're watching this... Thank you. I sang a man a song.
He said he sang two songs.
Did I sing two songs?
You kind of made up a bit of a ditty for the other one. Did I? You didn't get out the guitar. You got out the guitar once.
Oh, yeah. And sang a song for...
Sang a song for sixpence.
Tim Riley? Luke Riley?
Blake Riley.
Blake Riley. Yeah, that's right.
He liked Scarlett Johansson and the color blue. And his mum calls him Blake Riley when he's being naughty.
Yeah, we know lots of things about Blake Riley. Now you do too. Isn't that great? What was I... Oh,
who is Blake Riley? That's the next question of the day. But no, the Drill were kind of shit.
Yeah, they were kind of shit. The Blues, Blues did everything they could.
But I mean, there wasn't...
Caleb Clark's got a good try.
Yeah.
Finlay Christie was started. I it's a weird balance on how the what do they do with Plummer, Forbes, and Perifetta.
Yeah.
Because Forbes has been playing really, really well. It's been
Forbes
a crucial...
Forbes has been playing well, but then every time somebody comes back from injury, he's dropped to the bench.
Yeah.
And Funaki's also been playing really well, and as soon as Christie comes back, he is dropped to the bench. So it's...
Why do they... what are we not seeing? Because obviously these people are spending way more time with these players than we do. Obviously, Finlay Christie is a very handy footballer.
Yeah, All Black compared to a guy who's just in his breakout Super Rugby season, finals footy.
Finlay Christie was on the field at the end of the World Cup final.
Was he?
He was. He was trying to get the ball back right at the end of that last scrum. Mm. In the thick of it. Didn't quite get a turnover.
Bugger.
We literally bring it up every
week.
Every week.
Yeah.
Finlay Christie played well. What is this a successful year for the Drua? Are they capable of bigger things than this?
They need to win away.
Mm. If the whole competition was played in Fiji,
they would be right up there.
Yeah, you'd be like,
top four.
They could win a final.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Away from home, and I think you saw it in all of the crowds. Like, I did a video a couple of weeks ago about how the Super Rugby
was it a
crowds,
video or was it a video?
It was a video.
Okay,
that's one you have to really get your teeth into.
Mm.
But it was kind of that the crowds in Super Rugby are pretty much on a par with the other competitions,
right?
By numbers, but by stadium capacity, we don't fill them as much,
right?
Big stadiums, lots of empty seats.
Oh, and they were apart from when we just try and not show the camera to the
see where there's nobody sitting. But I feel like for the quarterfinals, you would expect visually to be like, that's a bigger number than last week. But I don't think any of those quarterfinals look like that. And I think it's because fans are kind of smart enough to go, the Drua haven't won a game all season away from home. They finished 7th. Out of 12 teams,
if the Saders
finish with a losing record, I don't think I need to spend my money on that. Whereas if it was the Crusaders,
even with their record, that they squeaked in against the Blues,
that would have been a much better crowd. It would have easily been, I think, 10,000 more people.
It could have been almost, because there would have been so much paranoia. You'd be like, we're going to get there and support them.
Yeah.
You're almost near a packed house, potentially.
Yeah.
But thank God they didn't play it. We haven't actually... We missed a podcast last week. I was in Australia doing Australian things. But we didn't get a chance to really celebrate the...
the fact that the Crusaders didn't make it. Yeah, boy. Sorry, Crusaders, but fuck you. Just give us this 1 year. We know you're going to come back next year. You're going to torture us. And
Keep the coach, though. it was...
Give us this 1 year.
I felt like just a weight had been lifted off my heart.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, I heard them, because I was in Australia, and they won the night before, and I was like, of course they did. And they smoked, was it the Drua?
The Moana Pacifica.
Moana Pacifica, right, and you're like, okay, well, we didn't expect them to do us any favours, and they were looking good.
And then the Rebels went up over in Fiji, and you just saw the Drua, you're like, no, it's happening again.
And I just felt the Drua could just drop the ball, which is inexplicably.
Yep.
And I wasn't watching it. I was doing other things and stuff like that, and... my VPN started working. I was able to watch a little bit, and then I came on and your stream was like, just hold on. And when I turned it on first, like, it was like 20 or 30 minutes in, and they were losing. And I was like, no, this can't be happening.
Yeah.
And yeah, thankfully in that second half, they just absolutely tore them a new one.
Yeah.
And it just felt,
everything was
just felt so much tension. Yeah,
the Crusaders don't make the playoffs.
It's not 8 years in a row.
Yeah. Thank God for that.
And look, this is a massive massive compliment to the Crusaders.
Feel free to celebrate when the Blues go out in a week or two, when we lose it again. We know it's coming.
But it's a testament to how great this Crusaders team is. Despite the record, we are just so happy they're not here.
Anybody else can win. I don't even care that much. Anybody else.
I would rather they won than we lost. I would rather we went out in the quarters than make a final against the Crusaders that we lose.
Yeah. We've been there at Eden Park, and we've done that.
And it sucked.
And we did it. What was it? Quarterfinals last year? Was it the Crusaders, I think? Or something like
semifinals that? Semifinals last year.
Semifinals last year. The final the year before.
Yeah. And then this. But the only thing that's just a little bit of a stuck in the craw a little bit is the fact we had the chance to be giving them the final nail in the coffin.
We didn't do it. So they still kind of stuck it to us.
Yeah. But hey,
like I said, like he said, take it as a compliment.
Yeah, but like, because I'm very happy. What an incredible team! What an incredible franchise!
That'll never be done again.
7 years in a row
is insane.
It's just amazing, just amazing. I have always hated them.
Yeah,
and
you know,
just
what my son said to one of his little mates at the end of his karate class tonight?
Fuck the Crusaders.
He said, because he's taken off his little gi, and he had an All Blacks shirt on underneath. He said, "Look at this, guys. All Blacks. This is my team. I support the All Blacks and the Blues."
Yeah.
And then
who said this? Your son?
My son. He said it to one of the other kids. I'm like, "Oh wow, the All Blacks." And then he was like, "And my dad hates the Crusaders." And he's like, "I don't know why." And I said, "Because they won it 7 years in a row, son. I told you this. We've had this conversation.
I told you. Why don't you understand?" Oh God. Oh dear, dear. It's Yeah, quite what an achievement, what a record, and but thank God they're gone. Thank God, thank the love of all things holy.
There was one other South Island team in the competition, which was the Highlanders. Who,
yes,
some were saying this is going to be an all New Zealand sweep.
And this is the thing. Like, I had a mate of mine. He came around and fixed my heat pump. He's an electrician. That day, and I was like, "Oh, hopefully all the Kiwi teams can win." I was like, "Really?" So I don't want, because he's like just thinking about it as a parochial Kiwi.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, "Well, we've got to think about the long-term future of the competition." It doesn't look, he's like, "Shut the fuck up." Like, what are you talking about, you asshole? They're Australians. Fuck them. You know? But I was like, I was pulling for the Brumbies in that game.
Yeah,
because because you and I are weirdos who see the big picture of, you know, the quality of the contest.
That's how you know you've been watching too much rugby.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we really need a Welsh team to do well in the URC.
Yeah, exactly. We need the Ospreys to fly that flag.
Yeah, exactly. But I kind of liked his take, and he was like, and he's texting me, he was like, "The Highlanders let us down. Pricks." Southern fairies.
They also played all right. Their scrum was bossing the Brumbies guys around. The Brumbies scrum looks very concerning. Because
that's the biggest concern for the Australian game for me.
There's a few games we've seen. It wasn't Olatoa. I checked the penalty count. He didn't get pinged once. But the loose head got pinged Slipper wasn't playing. It was like Van Neck or something. He got pinged like four times.
Jesus. Yeah, they could get owned.
Yeah, they would get owned.
Yeah, that's no good. But yeah, hopefully there's a chance that we can. Well, they're going to come over here, but.
And remember, there's one thing we saw in that game.
You know what just happened then?
Was a scrum called from a fucking mark.
Oh, yeah.
Which we're not going to be able to see. Fuck you, World Rugby.
Get on your
Look
World
how
rugby.
Good it was.
It wasn't that good.
Actually, no, because the Highlanders just played the ball.
Yeah.
They had this monstrous scrum.
Yeah.
They call a mark, and you're like, "Oh, that's genius," because they're getting a penalty every time at scrum times. So they're going to keep the ball in. They're going to get a penalty. Then they get free territory. They got the ball out the quickest of all the fucking scrums and just kicked it. What the fuck? You're wasting our time, Islanders. I went from being so...
You were happy to sad to confused.
All over the place. I'm remembering it. It's all coming back.
This is a glass case of emotion. Yeah, it was an odd call. You're quite right. Why would they do that where they didn't try and... I was like...
Milk the penalty.
Can I be honest with you about this game, the state I was in?
Yeah, you had a wine.
So So I had...
I'd stopped drinking because I'd seen the police breath testing people on my drive here.
Yeah, yeah. But to be honest, this is how I watched the second half of that game. So we live streamed the Blues game and had a few drinks. And I'd already had a couple with my mate the electrician before you turned up. So I was getting high on the joys of the Holy Spirit already. And then you come over, watch the game, have a few beers, sort of still into it.
We had a wine at the end of the game. Yeah,
had a wine. And then we're just at the end of the game, I turn on the Warriors because I'm terrified that they're going to lose. And they pull it through. They were killing it. They pull it through. They kill it. They finish the game. It's great. Then you and I watched the first half.
Yeah, of the Highlanders. Of the Highlanders. I sobered up to make sure I was fine for my drive.
Yeah, which was cool. And I was still slamming.
You were still going.
You're slamming it back. And then I... And then I was like, I want to watch the Warriors. So I watched the full game of the Warriors while still drinking. I drank this bourbon porter that was like 12.5%. And I drank that and I was drinking more wine. I think I had a couple of whiskeys. And then I was like, I haven't watched them. I've got to watch this. I don't know what happened in the Highlanders game. And then I watched the second half of the Highlanders. And... Yeah, there were times of focusing of in and out of consciousness. Right. I got to be honest. Right. I didn't. So I was there.
Okay. I remember it was close in the first half, and the Brumbies just kind of ran away with it in the second.
Well, I honestly,
I don't think the Highlanders scored a point in the second half. Yeah, maybe that's the game I'm thinking of. But yeah, 32-16. 32-16 is the closest of the games we had.
An abomination.
Yeah.
16 points.
It's not a great look.
No, sorted out.
That's 3 years in a row we've had Super Rugby Pacific with 8 from 12 teams qualifying. And so poor. Not one away team has won a quarterfinal yet. I think there's been one of those 12 quarterfinals that has had a scoreline within one score.
Seriously.
Every other game has just been at least 9-10 points.
It takes all the freaking tension out of all the regular season as well. Because you're like, I need my team to win. They need to make the top six.
This year was the only exception because of the Crusaders.
Stop it, Super Rugby.
Yeah.
The product is good.
Yeah.
The quality of the rugby is good.
Yep.
People aren't watching because they're not invested and they're not invested in this. There's nothing on the line. There is nothing. There's no excitement. There's nothing to go. Even your friends that are into rugby, if they come into the office, they are not even coming in excited about
it.
Because it doesn't matter. This is what gets the casuals on board is the guys who are into rugby come into the office. Did you see the game?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, we needed to win that. We got it in the last minute.
Yeah.
Keeps the season alive. And you're like, and then the casuals are like, oh, okay. And then they hear it again and again. Then they get on and they get on. But there's no excitement. There's nothing breeding in the community that builds anything to a point that's going to garner any real organic building interest throughout the public.
You're right. The day
I am right.
The day after that round of quarterfinals games, it was my nephew's birthday party.
Yeah, you told me.
So I went in this jacket, Blues.
Yeah.
I think I had this hat on as well. I just don't change clothes.
It's where it smells.
Thank God you can't smell this podcast. But I was thinking there's a good chance with all these random parents I'm going to meet of kids who I don't know, there's going to be some rugby chat at some point. Nobody's going to know my channel.
Yeah.
But that's fine. But someone's going to be like, oh, yeah, Blues,
Do you just wear it as a conversation starter?
Basically. It's an icebreaker. Nah, it's just because I buy all the gear I buy is just rugby gear nowadays. Yeah. So I just wear my clothes. But nothing. Not even close. Gazza was there. Gazza was talking rugby to me. I'm like, Gazza. Yeah, we talked about rugby.
Yeah, I heard your take last night.
Exactly. He sent me messages.
Your 9-minute take.
Yeah, so. But yeah, nobody
bloody
else.
Bloody hell.
Nobody else. It was not, didn't come up. Nothing to nobody.
Really?
Yeah, not one.
But they're bragging now that they've increased their viewership by 23% or some shit.
Yeah, the viewership's apparently up. Attendances have been up marginally.
But I just don't feel it.
No.
Are they messing with these figures somehow like this?
The figures, you can't kind of doctor them.
Yeah, there are three types of lies in this world. Can I tell you them?
Mm.
There are lies.
Mm.
Damn lies.
Mm.
And statistics.
Well, there you go. I love a good stat.
You do. Yes. Well, that was Super Rugby. So and we now we can actually finally get serious. Like the next.
This is the real knockout round with the Blues playing the Brumbies at Eden Park on Friday.
Friday night. Ba ba boom.
That one.
What time?
7:05. That one.
Do you think your kid could get through a whole game at 7 o'clock?
He won't be home until 10.
Yeah, it's
late. It's a bit late. Afternoon games, I'll take them.
Yeah.
The other one is an afternoon game, Hurricanes Chiefs, 4:35 on Saturday.
4:35 on Saturday. So, well, that's a nice little time.
It's a nice one, kick off time, yeah.
So I am back in the Blues to win that game.
Mm-hmm. We hammered the Brumbies in the regular season at home.
I think we should beat it. Is it bad to say I think we could beat them 13 plus?
It's fine.
Especially with the scrum not being... Oh, okay, hold on.
If they can get that scrum going.
We've got
locking issues. Tupulotu's out for the season. He's going to miss the start of the All Blacks campaign.
It's very sad. And
Kenny Yuan is going to Japan.
Yeah, I heard.
He could be Japan eligible.
Sweet.
Because he was born in Japan.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, son.
His name is Akira.
Akira.
That's a very Japanese name.
Akira. But Rico?
Rico was born in New Zealand.
Mm. Okay. Well, I think that would be a great get for Japanese rugby.
Someone once told me, because I remember doing foreign-born players videos.
Yeah.
One of those I mentioned that when Akira was in the All Blacks that, you know, we had a foreign-born guy because he's born in Japan.
Yes.
But that he's born to like, I think his dad's Samoan and his mum's like Māori.
Uh-huh.
I think his dad played for Samoa. Yeah. Mum played for the Black Ferns. Raised in Auckland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kiwis, they come, just happen to be born kind of overseas guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, he could play for Japan or Samoa.
Nice.
And someone was like, he wasn't born in Japan. I was like, oh, okay, how do you know? He told me. I was like, okay, how does he know? I don't remember where I was born. But
Well, you know where you're. I know where I'm born.
I know where I was born, but I don't remember it. I'm just going on what I was told.
It was a Thursday. Hotel California was playing on the radio. Him going to Japan, I think that's a good move
that's
for
a
him.
Good move, yeah. Luke Ford's are competitive in the All Blacks.
Yeah, yeah, very competitive. And he's had some big moments in the All Blacks as well.
For sure.
He's a hell of an athlete. Just needed to maybe show a little bit more.
They always wanted more work rate out of him, more defense, kind of grunt, less flash. And
if he can be like a leader over there and get the bit between the teeth. You know, he could be something special.
Good to see him run up for Samoa or Japan, whichever way he goes.
Yeah.
If he decides, he might just decide just to hang up the international boots. You never know.
You never know.
Now, there was also some URC.
How old is Akira, sorry?
28.
Still young.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very young.
All right. There was URC.
The Bulls played Benetton. Do you know who won?
I would say the Bulls.
They did, but only by 7 points. 30 points to 23.
Wow, good game.
I didn't see it. It was on at 2 in the morning.
Well, we hope it was a good game. And if you watch it, we hope you had a great time.
Leinster played Ulster.
Yes, I was aware of this, and Leinster won.
43-20. That's reminiscent of a Super Rugby quarterfinal.
Did James Lowe score a couple of tries, one of them a bit freakish?
I didn't see that one either.
Okay, well, I think he scored some tries.
Tell me about the game.
Tries were scored.
By James Lowe.
And Leinster won.
Glasgow played the Stormers.
Oh, okay. Up Glasgow, but I think Stormers won.
It was in Glasgow.
Ooh. Did Glasgow get it done?
Hmm. Yeah! 27-20. I did watch this one.
Oh, yeah? Good game?
Marty Lebok could not hit the broadside of a barn with his kicking boot that day.
Oh, dear.
It was just... I mean, it was windy and raining. Scotland.
I know what it's like. Marnie had a bad day putting.
Yeah. Scottish weather.
Damn Scottish weather.
But yeah, they got two tries, but Glasgow got more, and they kicked their goals.
Okay, so who's?
It was kind of an. It was
so the Bulls are the only team in it from South Africa so far. What's Glasgow?
Really, it was a defensive effort that game.
So what's the lineup for the...
Oh, then the final one was Munster hosting the Ospreys. That was 1-8.
Oh, yeah, Munster got it done.
That was 23-7. Also a game like Ospreys' defense was... Because I watched that one too. It was cracking like heaps of turnovers and...
By the way, I'm bending my finger. I just saw myself doing this down there and I was like, that looks...
It's having a wee... Sometimes my shoes or socks or something make like kind of a rubbing noise and you think like, did he just drop one? Like, no, it's just my feet on the floor.
Never noticed. just my feet on the floor, honestly. All right. So what's the semi-final lineup looking like?
The Bulls.
The Bulls
will host Leinster in South Africa.
Wow, that's a fun game.
Massive. This is Leinster kind of paying the price for a little bit of focusing on the Champions Cup during the URC season, because the B team lost a few games, which saw them drop a few spots on the log. So I'm not sure.
Would they be?
But I feel like, because they got two comps to follow now, South African fans, I feel like they still kind of lean towards the URC.
Right.
Because that's the one they know more. The first couple of years, I don't think they were in the Champions Cup.
Yeah, right.
Certainly the first year they weren't. Because the Champions Cup was like, this is European Champions Cup.
Yeah.
Get fucked. But then they let them in.
Okay.
Because the Stormers won like the URC in the first ever season. They're like, oh, shit.
So Leinster has got a tough ask going down there. Would the Leinster boys already be en route to the Highveld at the moment?
I would say so. They would have probably been leaving early. Because that's a tough place to go.
Oh, damn, son. Yeah.
But that game's on at 2 a.m.
We will not be live streaming that game.
2 a.m. sucks. Although it's going to be great afternoon.
You're really prejudiced against sometimes of the day.
I hate 2 a.m.s. I'm on the record with that.
Yeah. What are the times you don't mind? What's a 4 a.m. game?
4 a.m. game I would take all day over 2 a.m.
Because 2 a.m. you don't know whether to stay up or get up.
Because 2 a.m. you're finishing up at 4 a.m. At least 4 a.m. you're finishing up at 6 a.m. Sun's coming up. Have some fucking breakfast. The day's just starting early.
Yeah.
2 a.m., you finish the game, it's still the middle of the night. What are you to do? Do you go back to bed for 2 hours? It's bullshit.
You have a little nap.
That's bullshit. It's not a proper sleep. Don't bother
me. I'm sleeping.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
Yeah. Right. It's just not right.
The Six Nations does a 4 a.m. start for us.
I could do a compilation of you complaining about times.
Yeah,
that's really good.
This is true. And kit clashes.
Yes, kit clashes and that. Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to be a cracking game. And then Munster taking on Glasgow.
Munster get it done.
I would think so at home.
Yeah.
The other game seems genuinely like it's a very tight call.
It's a great challenge for Leinster, that one.
Yeah, like if either side wins that one, I'm not going to be like, holy shit. You know, either side win is fine. But if Glasgow flipped Munster, I would be like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, if Leinster win that, they don't have a home final either. They've lost.
Well, Munster's first, Bulls are second, Leinster are third, and Glasgow fourth. So if Leinster win, they're likely going to Munster.
So they'd have to hope for Glasgow to win if they wanted a home final.
If they wanted a home final, yeah.
Could happen, but who knows. Mate, well, I think we covered rugby.
State of Origin.
State of Origin.
What's this S-O-O on my notepad?
State of Origin. So, State of Origin, the jewel in the crown of rugby league. I was in Australia at a core stadium.
So you paid for plane tickets to go across the ditch.
Yes.
How long was the flight?
3 hours.
It's 3 hours to Australia. It's not close.
Yes. And I don't even know what the flight's
Where'd cost. You fly into?
Sydney.
Into Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you get off the plane, you go to a hotel.
No, I don't go to a hotel.
You got a mate there?
No, I was staying with Lydia's sister.
Oh, so your family.
So we're over there to see it, and it was on the same time. So
you didn't have to pay for a hotel, but you paid for plane tickets and you paid for the game tickets. How much was a game ticket?
Game ticket. So for me and my partner, 338 Australian each, which is about $360 or so.
Okay.
New Zealand, 350, 360.
Was that a good seat? Medium seat?
Yeah, awesome, bro. Like a good seat. Like,
you paid for good seats. There's not the cheap seats.
But you're still, cheap seats are still 200. 250.
If you're gonna go, you might as well just go.
Yeah. So, and like it's kind of a bucket list thing for me. It's like I love State of Origin. It's so good. And it was like the atmosphere building up to it was immense. And like,
how was the crowd?
The crowd, 77,000 screaming, New South Wales screaming. But it was good for about 8 minutes.
What happened in 8 minutes?
Actually, it was good when they ran out, and then Queensland scored.
They do an anthem at the start of the game.
Yeah. And the guy was an acoustic guitar and completely butchered it, and everyone hated it. So the game started. Daly Cherry Evans set up a great try. I think it was Ben Hunt or something like that. So all of a sudden, like early try to the opposition, takes a little bit of the air out.
Sting out of the game, yeah, for the crowd.
For the crowd, but you know, when New South Wales is playing well, they're getting back into it. And Sua Lee.
This is our boy who's coming to Rugby
Joseph
Union.
Joseph Sua Lee flew out of the line, went to do a good hard hit on this, maybe the most.
Star playmaker?
Star, no, not playmaker, fullback.
I was a fullback, not playmaker.
Well, he is a bit of a playmaker. Reece Walsh, probably the biggest star in the game at the moment.
Okay.
Reece Walsh went straight up to the line, but as he went to pass it, he kind of, legs went out from under him and he slipped. So he's going down, and Roger Sualee came in for the big shot because you kind of were coming from outside from inside just to cut it off. But he basically was nothing to hit anymore, so he ends up just flying through and then shoulder to head, direct head content.
So there's mitigation for the slip, and it's a yellow card, 10 minutes in the bin. TMO has a good long look at it and says, well, there's a slip there in the build-up.
There's
so
a dramatic loss in
there's
height.
There's a dramatic drop in height.
No, it was Ashley Klein just said, that's very dangerous. You're off. And then the whole stadium just went, all the air like left out of it. And yeah. But, you know, New South Wales fought hard from that point on and made a bit of a game of it, but just ran out of poop in the second half.
It's harder because there's fewer guys on the 13, pitch to start with.
13 versus 12. And
like you look at rugby to league, you know, 15 against 14. Like, you can just look at when you see a Union game, 15 guys on the field just looks like so many more than...
Yeah.
Because you've got four extra guys on the field.
Yeah, that's right.
So...
We can do math.
To lose one more guy, like, I've been watching...
12 versus 13.
I've been watching the ice hockey.
Yes.
When they lose a guy on a power play, you've only got five skaters.
Yeah.
If you lose one, holy shit, like, you're
it's
on...
a big deal.
You're on defense for the whole time. So it's a bigger deal in the league and than like, it is in rugby.
And immediately when the send-off happens... Queensland, like they manipulate that side where he should be because right. Players can't defend together. They're not used to defending the areas they're defending. They score two quick tries, boom, boom, and game's over. Basically, they fought back, but then it was 20-10 for a while, and you thought, well, if they can pick one back here.
So tell me this.
And then there was a 40-20.
Have you gone back and watched
over.
It on the telly?
Parts, not all of it.
Were the commentators saying, well, this is why we need to learn from rugby union. They've got some great rules about mitigation
no.
for cards.
No, not at all. There's been massive...
Like, who's their equivalent of JK?
Gus Gould.
Was Gus not talking about the way we do it in union?
Although there's lots of different pundits over there. Tons of talking head shows and stuff about it.
Was Matty Johns talking about
I think he said it was a red card. Okay. Like, a lot of them are like, that's because they don't have that whole thing about mitigation
right.
and like
so dropping drops,
it.
Right.
But it was just a sickening blow to the head.
Right.
Like, he's out on the floor. Like,
right.
Like, you know, when I saw it live, I was like, he's dead. He's just killed a man. You know, like, it was nasty.
Yeah.
It was a sickening blow to the head.
Goodness.
And, like, he's on
that's the thing in union, like, you can genuinely almost kill somebody. But like, well, he was dropping, so there's no foul play.
Yeah, because I was, like, saying that. I was, like, saying, because I said that to a few people. I was, like, if that was, because leagues are fucking like, nah, that's a red card. Because, like, it's just
simple as
sickening
did he
blow.
Hit him in the head? Yes.
And was it really bad? Like,
yeah.
So the one that was a red card, the Umami one that you saw the other day. Oh no, the what's his name? The from the premiership final.
Urbano.
Just
almost like a member of U2, that, but not quite.
Urbano. That's not a red card. That's
in league.
And not a red
right.
card. Not any day of the week.
It's funny how that's flipped, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not a red
card. Like, it's slightly high hit in league.
It was like, oh, he clipped the chin. It might get, probably not even 10 in the bin. Probably
right.
not even, probably overlooked and not even a penalty.
Just a good hit.
Just a good hit. But a sickening, crushing blow to the skull from a drop of height. They're just like, even them, because the league is like, I know we're rough, but what do you got to do to get a red card? They're going to stab a guy? So, and then there's all the old guys going, I never red card. And I said, it's sparked a massive debate over there.
It's always the way. It's
but
universal.
It sucked in terms of like being the
spectacle. Just
yeah.
Went,
but the game continued and it was still enjoyable, but it wasn't,
quite what you
I was hoping for like an all time classic, basically. Yeah. That's what I wanted, but it didn't get it, man. But it is what it is. Maybe I can go to another one. Maybe one day. A lot of sporting fixtures I'd like to go to. But you know where you can go to? You can go check out your snacks video.
Yep. The snacks video is on 2 Cents on Tour. Features this guy. He ate jelly and a plum and some chips, cucumber flavored.
Boy, you really know how to sell a video.
I know.
It really does. This is a rugby podcast. You may not have known that if you listened to the first 10 or so minutes of this podcast.
That's true.
It is a rugby podcast.
Spotify is one of the places you can get it.
iHeartRadio is also another place.
Does Google Podcast still exist or is it
gone? On its last legs. Okay. I don't know. We'll probably still put the title thing in there because I'm too lazy to take it out. Where else can they listen to it?
Apple Podcasts?
Yeah. I think that's probably it. Everything else is dead. Stitch is gone, isn't it?
Stitch is long gone.
I still have to... See, there it is. Come on. Thank you very much for those of you who are listening to us in your ear holes. I'm sorry if we've polluted them somewhat.
We appreciate you.
Yes.
Next week, Super Rugby semifinals, URC semifinals.
We might have to do it online. Sorry.
Where are you going to be?
Where are you going to be? I might be... I don't know. I might... not be in Auckland, I'm not sure. I'll talk to you about it later.
What? First I've heard of this. Breaking news.
I should be. Hopefully I'll be around. I'm not sure. But we have to release a podcast because it's...
Big rugby.
Right, and champ. Big rugby needs big men with big balls. See you later.
Take care.